Now hit me.
Oh, yeah. The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grillin' Guys. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. If this is your first time with us, I'm sorry. But we're going to make it better. It'll get better.
I'm happy for you. Yeah, because Jop's pretty famous, we're finding out.
Right, yeah, not so much. They're like, who's that? You're which one of these guys? Yeah. But anyway, hey, our friends at Sobey Meats are helping us with a contest. We're going to give away a Thanksgiving turkey to you. And all you got to do is go to thegrillinguys.com, one G in the middle, thegrillinguys.com. And it'll pop up. Just register to win the turkey, and dang it, we're going to bring you one if you're the winner. So we're looking forward to that.
I always used to like that comment, are you the smart one or the funny one?
Right, yeah.
It's like, yeah, I'm both.
Yeah. So I think.
So it means if you're funny, you're not smart.
Right.
And if you're smart, you're not funny. Come on, which one do you want to be?
Right.
I want to be both. So here's, I think everybody that listens knows that I'm quite a prepper, and
that makes him the smart one, not the funny one.
Well, you just proved you're the funny one. So I think, you know, we've got a big day coming up next week, and it just seems like the world's gone mad, and there's a lot of people playing a lot of games. So now's the time when preppers don't look so stupid. But when it comes to grilling, in particular, there are some things that you want to be a prepper on. And this whole show is kind of getting ready for winter, whether there's going to be chaos or not, whether we're going to get a hurricane or not, blah, blah, blah. So in terms of grilling, a good thing, and I do this, I just picked up another one, but I have in my shed, I have just a ton of gas cans. It's a good time to have your fuel for your grill, because let's say you get a blizzard. You're out of power for 5 days. You don't have a generator. You're out of gas. The stores are closed. There's shortages. Things just get kittywampus. Well, it's awful nice to be able to grill every meal.
Yeah.
I do anyway, but practically. So get lots of charcoal and lots of propane if you have a propane tank on your grill.
Pellets, same thing.
Or pellets, yeah. Yep. Have that stuff stored up right now. It's only going to get more expensive, so buy it early. You're going to have to buy it anyway.
Right.
And if you have it in advance, let's say your neighbor runs out. How nice is it to be able to bail them out with a can of gas?
Right, yep.
So
I've got five.
The and, fuel.
I've got three grills that use it, or two grills and a griddle, but... So I have five.
Yeah, I now have seven, and I don't have any grills that use them, but my deep fryer does, and I take them to deer camp.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for heat.
Lots of things.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
So exactly. Plus, it's just good to have. I don't know why. It's a power in a can. So charcoal, pellets, that's another good thing to have. We already talked about shelter. I have the ultimate shelter because it's behind my garage, and I put a roof over it, and now I got the log barn, so... I can put something out there if I want to do a long smoke. I wouldn't. Trying to get rid of some equipment, actually. So I don't really need that. But there's lots of you out there that do have shelters, covered patios, and places like that. And that really helps. I'll tell you, if you go out and you want to start grilling and your grill is covered with snow,
yeah,
really, you got to add more time.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're going to have to clean the snow off. Plus, you're going to have to try and warm that monster up. And it just takes time. So this is all just prepping. And any good sous chef will do the prepping for a chef. Well, you are your own sous chef. So
right.
Get ahead of the game and get all that stuff running, especially if you've got people coming over.
Yeah. Yep. And plan on it taking a little bit longer. Notify your guests that it could. And roll with it is where I'm at. You know what? And a little glass of bourbon will cure a lot of what ails
well,
you.
For, that with warms up the time. Everything, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. So I'm looking forward to it, that part of the season, transition from beer over to bourbon.
And, you know, if you do need a smoker, getting back to Garrett's.
Yep. They got lots
Sobey has the fuel.
Right.
Goodness sakes.
Right inside the door.
What other sponsor are we not helping out here?
Right. Well, you know, if you don't like bourbon, it's a really good time to drink a big, heavy red wine with your in the winter. I love red wine in the winter. Not big red wine in the summer, but Fen Valley. I went to a fundraiser a couple weeks ago, and they had this thing called a wine pull. You bought a raffle ticket for $20. Then they had a table full of wine, and they were in red bags, pink bags, and white bags for the type of wine it was, right? And so I buy two because I'm supporting it. They're $20 a ticket, right? So you can go grab a bottle of wine. They're raising money.
Right.
And I buy two of them. I pick a red one, Fen Valley.
How nice.
Not lying.
I'm like, which?
It was the Meritage. Yeah. And I'm like, that's a deal. That's a big deal.
That's my
like
go-to wine.
Right. That's like a $28 bottle of wine, and yeah. I just got it for $20. So I'm like, that's awesome. Yep.
And they're different than the California Cab Sauvs.
Yeah, right.
And it's not a Cab Sauv, but this latest Merlot that Fen Valley put out, so smooth.
Yes, it is.
It's ridiculous.
Yep.
And I try to drink a bottle every day.
Yeah, right.
Oh. No, I don't even try.
Wow.
Yeah. But no, it's but that as the seasons change, so do my beverages. I love light beer in the summer by the pool. It's what I do.
Yeah.
But I'm not a big liquor drinker, but boy, a little bourbon on the rocks this time of year just hits the spot.
Absolutely.
You know? But I don't drink a lot of it. I just have one or
sure.
Well, you know, I bring that up to deer camp.
Yeah, right. Yeah. After you get back, it's a little chill out there, and you're sitting by the fire. Nothing better than a little glass of bourbon.
And my brother-in-law brings this really fine, high-end schnapps. It's 100 proof.
Ooh.
And it doesn't taste like the cheap, sweet stuff. It's just a wonderful, minty tug, and you got to be careful with it. It's 100 proof.
Yeah, yeah, right.
So
don't fall in the fire.
Yeah. Between my Basil Hayden and his 100 proof, we're in good
right,
shape.
Right, yeah. Yep, nothing wrong with that.
Angels nothing envy, at all. Something like that. Yeah, so yeah. There we went down that
so
path.
So venison, Bob, no, nothing in the freezer yet?
No.
Okay, me either. No. Headed out tomorrow if the weather holds. I'm headed out tomorrow in the evening, going to go down there to Shartucky. But when you get that deer, and especially during bow season, if you have to track it overnight, you shoot it at the end of the
day. Yeah,
you're
screwed.
Yeah, just be careful because
there's bears and cougars out there.
Well, and there's also meat that can go bad if the animal's not cleaned in the appropriate amount of time.
I got to tell you this. I've got a client up in Traverse City, and his name is Mike Hendon. And he works for Preferred Plumbing and Heating, and he's a tremendous guy. He and I talk about hunting when I'm on the phone with him, trying to help him do a quote for a project or whatever. And we end up talking about deer.
Yeah.
And he told me, he says, you know, what I've done lately is I'll just bone that thing out in the field. And I'll bag it up and I'll throw it on ice for a few days. And I go, oh my gosh, you're the first guy I've heard say this. And he said, what I also do is what they call the gutless slaughter. And I said, what's that? He says, I don't even gut it. What?
Yeah.
He says, yeah, no, I hang it up, skin it, bone it, and I never even gutted the animal. I said, how in the world do you do that? He goes, it works great. And I thought, why not?
Well, the only thing I would think is that it needs to cool, but he must be doing it immediately after he shoots it.
Of course you are.
Yeah, well, yeah. Sometimes when you're, yeah. I mean, you'd have to do it immediately.
You are.
You're not going to let it set for the day and do it later in the day.
No.
Yeah, he's done hunting as soon as he shoots.
He's taking it right off. And then I said, so how do you get the tenderloins out? He goes, oh, there's a method for that too. Yeah. I just put a little slice in it, reach in, pull them out, just like I would if it was, done the traditional way.
Wow.
So I'm
goes against everything I've ever known about deer hunting.
I'm going up next weekend, and I'm going to take my first one, and I'm going to try that.
Yeah.
Because, again, your gimbal, you hoist it up.
Right.
And what a wonderful, wonderful idea.
Yeah.
So it So back to the venison. Yeah, it is time for venison, but I just wanted to share that little trick. And he calls it the gutless process.
Well, you tell me how that goes.
I will.
I'm not sold on it yet.
I will.
Yep. All right. Well, hey, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Get out in your backyard, fire up a grill, get up in your tree, shoot your buck, and just make this a great fall weekend in Michigan or wherever you are. And we'll talk with you next week.
See ya.